Hello and welcome to Guided365. We're bringing you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 203. And today was meant to be part 3 of powerful decision making. And, you know, I'm just going to free speak tonight. For those of you who follow me regularly and for those of you who have joined my members group recently on my official page, Letitia Pennington on Facebook. Thank you, one, for doing so. And two, you will know that next month we will be coming out with some new interactive programs and some new 5-day step-by-step plans that we can go through. And yeah, I've got some really exciting things coming up. But today was really about, you know, powerful decision making and what makes your decisions powerful. So I think really here for part 3, we really need to talk about action or implementation of that. Okay, so you've got these ideas now, we've cleared the past, we're moving forward, we're ready to take that next step, we've got the plans, we've got the blueprints, we've got the support, we've got the accountability coaching. Now we really just need to take action. And I think that is key also with the type of coach that you actually have in your life as well. You know, I can't remember who gave this analogy, but I always loved it. You know, it's like if you had a coach of a sports team who turned up to the game, you know, half an hour before it starts and just come on in and how's everyone going and not really having any inspiration or motivation to go out there and not talking about really anything, just, you know, good luck guys, just give it your best shot, you know, no motivation or anything. You know, what type of a coach, or how does that inspire the team to start working together to then go out onto that field or onto that court or onto whatever they're doing to actually achieve what they're wanting to achieve? Yeah, so having the right coach for the right things definitely is a huge step to taking action and to implementing your visions, your goals, your whatever you have planned. If you've got the wrong coach that's not driving you to make those steps, then yeah, it can be very difficult. Unless your conviction is absolutely through the roof, you know what you have to do, you implement it straight away, you take action straight away and make it happen. No matter what, you may fail, but it doesn't matter. Sometimes not thinking about the outcome can actually be the solution to getting it done. Yeah? Because we can all overanalyze. I'm definitely an overanalyzer, and sometimes I overanalyze something so much that I end up talking myself out of it. And so that definitely is key to taking any steps in life, really. You know, even down to riding the bike for a first time on your own without having your parents or your sibling hold the bike for you while you take your first rotations of the pedals, you know, like we've all got to go through it. But I think as we grow and as we step into adulthood, there's all these other external factors that seem to get in the way, and we worry more so about others and if we do it right, or we don't want to muck it up because what if I make a mistake. You know, these are just things that you've got to work through and actually just take action, see what happens. If it doesn't work, it's fine. Okay, do something else. It didn't work. Okay, tick that off or cross it off the list. We're going to try the next thing. So that's really, you know, powerful decision making is by first analyzing, second researching, third having the plan and blueprint in front of you, four having the right coach or accountability partner, whatever you want to call that, or people around you, supporting not your decisions, but giving you a perspective on all the external things that may influence your final decision. Because only you, at the end of the day, can make that decision. only you can make that step to take action on that. Yeah, you could get advice from 15 different people, but at the end of the day, it's still you that has to make that decision. Only you can take those steps. So that was my coaching advice for today. Definitely something I have had to learn the hard way. You know, I've missed opportunities that, you know, I don't regret, but in that point in time, you think, oh, if I'd only done this, I would have done that. So, you know, we all make those mistakes. And I've also made mistakes where I've rushed, you know, bull head first in, and completely mucked it up. So, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, but I think the key here is just to actually implement and take action on that idea, to analyze it enough that you've got the research, that you know what the pros and cons are, but then you still have to take that step. You still have to bite the bullet and just go all in and make it work. So that's it for me today. Thanks, guys. You know, I like to try to keep it under 5 minutes. We're now at just over six. So tomorrow will be, what are we talking about tomorrow? 204. We'll figure that out when we get there, but no doubt it'll be good. So I'll see you then.